fact, now we're bringing a lot of, I call, milk and cookie Christians into what we call the real world, which, by the way, is all biblical. What we're saying, it doesn't violate any of the scriptures. In fact, it reinforces the fact that we're dealing with a spiritual warfare. It's the primary war, not a secondary. It's not an intellectual war of just showing the facts, because the facts scream out at you. It's not an emotional war with poetry and song. It's a spirit war. And the fact is, a lot of people won't accept the truth even in front of their face or documents or pictures or video, because they're spiritually in darkness or they're demonically oppressed, which is a very grave thing in America, which is why a lot of people are still voting for Hillary, despite some of the comments, say, from Bernie Sanders people. They asked them to describe on Fox News one or two words to describe Hillary, and all of them are vile. I mean, the supporters of Bernie Sanders actually... I know that they try to say the Quinnipiac poll says that 5-1 they're going to vote for Hillary. That's a pile of garbage. And I know that, for example, from people that are close friends that want to vote for Bernie Sanders, I can tell you it's probably going to be maybe 1/4 or less will vote for Hillary close their eyes and then put the X in the spot. Most aren't going to either vote at all, or they're going to vote probably 30-40% for Trump. And Trump needs to just manage his tongue lately and reach out to people of color, as he's starting to with the blacks and Hispanics, and wants to make life better for them, and to women, to say, you know, most of his corporations are actually run by women, believe it or not, not only in his family but elsewhere. So, and he pays them the same or even higher, he says, if they're more talented. He pays them more than men because they have more talent. He pays on ability, just like he did when he had his show The Apprentice. So I think what's going to happen is Hillary... has so much power, though, and so much money, despite the fact that the Trump's going to come up. We need to cover Donald Trump with prayer, and we also need to have America repent, because Hillary will force the mark of the beast. In fact, in 2 years, by 2018, it's part of the actual Obamacare bill that all Americans will be chipped or tattooed. Did you know that, Leo?
Yes, I actually wrote about it in Pope Francis, the last Pope, question mark. I actually wanted to write about all these techniques that they were kind of envisioning to microchip the population, both with tattoos, with other systems of microchipping. I think that even...
Or biometrics, right? You might, as I said, just be joking at it, we could have Obama or Hillary...
I ingest something that will actually make you readable and scannable, you know?
Right. So yeah, it's like a pill or something.
Yeah, it doesn't take much, really. So I think that to actually be being identified, nowadays we have already the mobile phone. What they will do in the next 10 years is just in the next 5 years, more than 10, because I told you the turning point is 2020. So already
Zuckerberg last month invested $2 billion and to, quote, kill the cell phone. You know what that project is? It's not just Google Glasses, where you wear glasses and see an image on there.
Yes,
it's where there's a direct brain interface. I call it MindLink.
But already Microsoft, and I talked about it in also in some of my publications, already 10 years ago has invested in working through your body into the actual, you know, into the computer system and
cyberspace,
actually using your body as a device, you know?
Exactly, yeah. Tracking even your medical parameters. We have Jeff in Idaho as a question and a statement. Go ahead, Jeff.
Leo, I'm studying some occult technology on a writer that's basically researching the world tax that is bringing together essentially the personhood thing from the original... Catholic Church,
right?
And how they're going to implement that tax by essentially the childhood theft through the birth certificate process,
right?
You know, for how they've been doing the worldwide slavery. And an author has a book coming out in about a week or two called Strawmanstory.info. And I have to read in the next 3 days either one, two, or three of the books. You know, the Pope book, the first Pope book, or your two Illuminati books. Which one would tie together the worldwide taxing system for the acquisition of property worldwide through the birth certificate theft items through the lodges?
I touch this subject in...
Read the fastest.
You hear me?
Which of your three books would be the best to read the fastest for those items?
For that item in particular, you mean on the subject of individual sovereignty you're talking about?
Correct.
Okay, I would say that volume 3, which is actually not out yet and will be out next year, is the one that touches especially on this concept because of the fact that it's linked with the Vatican. And the Vatican, as you know, and the Pope was the first one to actually establish the right to rule over mankind and to actually own mankind.
Right.
So later on, the so-called maritime laws came in and so on. But this all this, of course, is part of implementing more and more the ownership of mankind from the Church. So
yeah, that's a perfect angle. Yeah, you got it. I think if you have an opportunity and you're bringing up book 3 later, in the next couple of weeks, go back and check this this location. It's a free download, strawmanstory.info, and I think it'll add to your book. But I'll pour through book number 2 then. That's the question I have for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for making me this question, because Bill, I actually wrote extensively about it in volume 3, and I think that people will find the research that I have done in regards especially to the Vatican, because when it comes down to sovereignty, the Vatican was the first one, and the Church in particular, even before the various schisms that broke into, you know, Protestant and Lutheran and all everything that happened later on, the Church was a unified force a few centuries back, 7 centuries ago, when they started to implement the ownership of mankind.
Right. And the Pope. That's one of the titles of the Pope, isn't it?
Of course. The Pope then, through these implementations and the fact that he granted rights to the various monarchs, and the various monarchs then in return will get something from the Pope for all this, you know?
Right.
So in the end, everybody bowed down to the central Pope, you know, as a power, as a superpower that still nowadays, actually, by law, if you go and study the various laws, you're going to see that in the end, the Church really of Rome still owns a lot and rules over the whole planet when it comes down to the system of property.
Well, I use the analogy that it's one thing to have a lot of money in your bank vault or gold. It's another thing to own the people that print the gold. It's quite another thing to own all the people. And if you look at the Vatican, they believe that they actually own all the financial systems of the planet. All of the Sabbatean Jews that were running the banks as burgomeisters through Europe and Russia, even before the breakout where Orthodox Christianity broke off, it was completely controlled by the Jesuits and by the early bankers. In fact, the financial system is basically a Jesuit-run system even today. And people should understand that the Fed Reserve System, which is based in Europe, there's five banks in the board, although there's many Fed Reserve banks in America. There's only one, the Bank of New York, that has 45% of the world's gold bullion underground in New York City. That all the banks actually refer their power back to the Vatican. Vatican actually...
Yeah, because you have basically international maritime law, which is the law of the sea, okay?
Right.
And this came in turn from what is known as the diritto Vaticano, the diritto Romano, which the worldwide system is founded on.
Right.
The actual maritime law then became the law of the admiral, the law of the high seas, known as the law of the high seas, diritto di acqua internazionale, we say in Italian. And this, of course, in 1531 in England, became something that, of course, was the law. But already in centuries before, 3 centuries before, Pope Innocent III had, through his worldwide government controlled by the Knights of Malta, and who had just basically, that later on would basically also eliminate the Knights Templar for these reasons, because they only wanted to have complete control over everything. At this point, they created, they emanated a papal bull called Ad Providem. And this Ad Providem basically gave the Pope even more power. And so with this ad probidem, basically, there is the sole enslavement of mankind, because what happens is that that any being in the sea, lost at sea, and basically lost at sea, was in any case property of the Vatican.
Right.
And at the same time, the straw man. So I understand also what this book that the readers suggested me through this phone call earlier. It's connected to this famous terminology which was given with the certificate of birth, which was the straw man.
The straw man, basically, if they own and control a straw man, they own and control you, just like the mark of the beast.
Yes,
right?
The straw, and in fact, you know that the actual act called the Setui KV Act in French, of course,
right,
was passed in 1666. So
yeah.
666, which is a key number, is the moment in which the English Parliament passed on this special act, in which all the men and women at the time of birth had to be declared dispersed at sea, in the sense that they were, like, their certificate of birth was the certificate of birth of a straw man, and they controlled the straw man from the moment of birth. In fact,
right,
in the 1666 chapter, I remember reading this whole recital. It basically goes like this: whereas the diverse lords of the manors and other have granted the estates by lease for one or more life or lives. So basically they are really owning your own life, and this goes beyond any kind of we imagine to be free people of this planet. We are absolutely not free people of this planet, because
no,
we are under these people who are basically the owners of the house, the owners,
right,
of everything, you know?
Right. It's the same, basically, as a statement by Satan, talking about Jesus bringing it up to the top of the temple and saying, all these kingdoms are mine. And, of course, he was stating reality and truth, because at the time, the authority had passed over from Adam and Eve to Satan. So he had the lease on earth, but the lease is about to end. And it says, lo, woe to you, earth, and see, you see, for the devil has come down to you, and great is his wrath, because his days are numbered. So, in other words, what we're dealing with is we're seeing a war in heaven occurring right now, and a war on earth is coming.
Yeah, but, I mean, at the moment, the war on earth, when it comes down to the material realm, is still firmly under these people who have, with all these various rights passed through the centuries, given the power to those the Vatican has granted gradually power to a whole establishment that after created also the United States of America. So, I mean, in
right,
the end, they are like, it's like somebody who creates, you know, like a software, and then the software gets used worldwide and
right,
gets implemented.
Well, exactly.
They are the creators.
Like, well, we remember now that the illegitimate son of the first Queen Victoria was actually Dees, was the author of the Voynich documents. And the Voynich documents were a template for how to create America as a new Atlantis. Because you look back to the ancient kingdom of Atlantis with very advanced technology that collapsed because of a global war between Atlantis and the kingdoms of Mu, and the galactic and cosmic wars that were going on. People don't realize we've been in a cosmic and galactic war, not just in the physical realm, but the spirit realm for tens of thousands of years. This is just the, you know, like the Hopi talked about, this is the fifth fall. This is the final one. This is the one where mankind either ascends to become a galactic civilization and spiritually advances to be is superior to the science and technology, so we don't get consumed by the singularity of artificial intelligence, robotics, and genetics, but and merge with technology, like Ray Kurzweil says, or become higher spiritual beings that are both an I and a we, and we have a higher morality that's connected directly to the Most High. So we don't have religion anymore, we have relationship with God, which is what Adam had. They didn't have religion, they didn't have church. They had walking in the garden with the Most High God. And that's what needs to happen to mankind now, because we have tens of thousands of religions, I call real lives, going on with very little relationship. And we have priestcraft rather than the rule of the spirit over the mind and the emotion. That's the reason why we have these disparate and very evil groups that want to bring order out of chaos using a totalitarian satanic regime of superior intelligence and superior emotionality, like out of Hollywood, so they can control the soul of the collective mankind. That's what's going on. This is a battle for the soul collectively of all of us.
The battle for the soul, that's really what it is, and that's why they want to microchip us, because ultimately through the microchipping they will be able to steal technologically, and without any at that point they will really be able to steal our soul by 2025 in a technological way, and we will not be able to oppose all this if this situation continues, because Google, because Facebook, because these great companies are owned by people in the democratic establishment.
Right.
And the democratic establishment in particular, I'm sorry to say, but is in league with the devil. So the problem is here that, of course, the Republicans haven't understood really what it means to really have your culture forged by the left-wingers, but I think that now they are starting to realize that, especially if Hillary becomes president, at that point they really need to rediscuss their whole culture of conservative America.
Right. Yeah. Well, I like to change the name from Democrat to Demon Crap.
That is a good change, but then also we need to really face a Republican Party that at the moment...
The Republican Party is corrupt as well. The Republican Party believes that through their dirty deals and their corruption that they're going to maintain control. I call it the two sides of the belly of the snake party. There's the Democrat side and the Republic crap side, but either way you get crap. And that's why the conservative establishment are so much against Trump, including a number of them still holding back endorsements, even though they know it'll mean that the Wicked Witch of the West, the Hildebeest, will get in. And
I hope that Trump makes it. I hope still that Trump is able to rediscuss his whole thing. I trust him to be a guy who has always been able to hit back harder when people thought he actually was about to lose everything. So I think this is possible. If not, we are in front of a new world order, bent down in front of a Jesuit Pope. We're going back to when these are people who, through the use of God, have nobilitated their own tags, which became the aristocrats, and then in turn kept on the property over the earth and everything on it.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing is I'm doing some research with one of my gentlemen here in America. We found a way of not only... Prayer is very powerful. People don't understand how the power of prayer for healing the body, mind, and soul, but also nations. And for bringing the spiritual darkness, people don't understand that people cannot perceive the intellectual truth of things, so they want to attack the messenger, like ad hominem attacks against me or anyone else that tells the truth, like yourself. And that's why we've had such terrible times with countries like Norway, which is the seat of power of darkness. What happens is once we pray against it and the darkness is lifted by just shining the light, people intellectually all of a sudden can perceive the truth and they emotionally can respond to it. But until the darkness is lifted by the light being shined on it, they can't. And we found a way of amplifying prayer. So I'm working with a project to literally collect and amplify the prayers of, quote, the saints, the good people of earth that hear and do the will of God, that Shema, that amplify that prayer, because the battle in the spirit realm is really heating up. And so we're going to be asking for your prayers for America, for the world, and for Donald Trump, and for many other things.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701 317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
What's really happening is I call it the epiphany of compassion. I'm writing a book called The Book of the Way, the We/I, which is what the original first church was, the first three centuries, after the teachings of Emmanuel, God with us, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, which means the breath that came and incarnated and dwelt among us. The breath of the full knowledge of full God knowledge. But he's bringing a portion of God knowledge back through people like yourself and myself. We're the rising ones. We are the sons and daughters of God that are actually getting a portion of God knowledge because he's preparing a bride, which is us collectively, as the counterpart of the Queen of Heaven, which is Jesus saying, I'm returning for my bride. He's preparing his bride, and that preparation starts with the birth pangs. The first sealing of the 144,000, which isn't a lineal number, but a number of 12,000 of each tribe, but more than that, it's the spiritual giftings of the 12 stones of the breastplate of the high priest. I put that in a prayer called the Prayer of the 12 Stones over a clay and iron years ago. You can go over there and see it, that prayer. What we're having is our world will either be transformed spiritually, become a higher spiritual being in league with the will of the Most High God and become the lineal bride of the creator of the universe, or we will be destroyed. It's real simple. Annihilation is coming, or revelation. And the apocalypse isn't just a time of destruction. It's a time of unveiling of the nature of what we are and the nature of who the Creator God is of the universe. And most of these dark Masonic lodges are under the delusion that they're going to create order out of chaos through their demonic powers of divination. And a lot of the people don't understand this is a spirit war, only secondarily an intellectual and emotional war. So prayer is important. In fact, it's the most important thing. And we found a way of actually collecting and amplifying and rebroadcasting prayer. We found a way of doing this. And I'm not going to release it, but it, on the counterpart, on the negative side, this is where I read yesterday about a young man who apparently was done something very evil. He assaulted sexually a woman who was unconscious, and these witches collectively have said this in the public media, they're going to hex him, which is literally to divinate specific spirits to affect his physical body and his mind. people need to understand that's how globalists like the Rothschilds, these high-level demonic masons, are actually divinating and calling up spirit realms to create a different timeline of reality based on that. You know, a lot of people don't understand this is real. This is not imaginary. This is not just a trilogy of the ring thing. It's a real physical thing that affects our world. We're under the powers of divination. Even the idea of money in the Federal Reserve note is a form of divination, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I guess so. Can be said at times to be.
So, Leo, let's talk more about your books. Let's continue. You have one coming out, you say, next year. It's going to talk a lot more about things like the revelation of the mark, because 2018 is only a year and a half away. And according to the American, and again, remember, this is already done in India. All 1.3 billion people in India have had a iris scan and digital fingerprints in preparation for the global mark of the beast system.
That's true. Are you writing anything especially on the mark of the beast?
Yes, I am. And I'm praying on when God wants me to release it. I'm going to release the technical information all the way from the LEO satellites to the actual quantum supercomputer systems at Schriever Air Force Base, including the Cray-4, the Cray-5 gallium arsenide computer, which they thought they were going to have to build in the space station, these chips. But they found a way of building these chips, these nanochips, that are quantum computing chips, at non-zero gravity here in America at Littleton, Colorado facility for Lockheed Martin. So the Cray computer system. So Seymour Cray, after he discovered how to build the gallium arsenide chip, they killed him 11 months later by having a car jump across the freeway, the I-25, and T-bone his car and kill him instantly. And I know they had him, quote, in Chapter 7 bankruptcy, but the fact is the man had the contracts for all the NSA, all the secret agencies on the planet. There was no reason for him to be in Chapter 7. They had put this over him as a way of trying to control his corporation, and I took care of their employees, so I know virtually everything that was going on inside that corporation, and it's like a sci-fi thriller. It's amazing what really was going on.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and you're not going to hear this anywhere else.
I've seen actually an interesting movie recently. I think you should see it. The Witch. Did you see it?
No.
I think you should see it because it's very interesting in regards to witchcraft.
Yeah,
and it's very interesting in regards to what happened recently with the opening of that big tunnel in the Gotthard, the San Gotthard. You know,
oh, the Gotthard tunnel in Switzerland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL, for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, Leo. Leo, I think what we're saying now, some people may think, well, Dr. Deagle's lost it, he's crazy. No, I'm gifted in the spirit and all well in the physical, so I can be, you know, Dr. Deagle looking at MRIs and CT scans and GenX and your lab work and giving you functional medicine evaluation and talking about science. The reading is no difference. Everything is vibration. So a lot of people say, well, why don't we see these entities? It's because they're in a vibrational plane that's slightly tilted away from ours. In other words, a parallel dimension. The gift of second sight, which I have, and second voice mean I can see that because I've been altered somehow by the process of dying and coming back that allowed me to have that gift. And there's lots of people like me. About 20% of doctors, I would say, and nurses, are basically intuitive to one level or another. Sometimes just aware that the patient hasn't left the room, so they're going to come back after a major resuscitation, or they haven't, quote, broken what's called the silver cord or the cord of living waters where their soul separates from their body and has gone to heaven or eternity with God. And so what I see happening is we're in a time with a spiritual warfare where everything is going to become known to the people of Earth, whether it's books like yours, which are very important, the Confessions of an Illuminati that says we're really dealing with a battle, not just with churches, but with different Masonic orders that are running the world, and with a spiritual realm above that, where the powers of light and darkness and the infinite intelligence of God is coming against the superior intelligence of any other human being and any other created being, which is Satan. And people should give enough respect to Satan, like it says in the Bible. They didn't even dispute the body of Moses, because Satan is the most intelligent, most creative, intelligent, created being that ever existed in the universe. And that is the basis for, quote, the quote I say, I got this God. In other words, that's the very statement of Adam and Eve when they were cast out of the garden. It's the only sin you can do is to say, I don't need to consult God to know what is good or evil. There's no other sin than that. People try to say you can sin against man or creation. You can't. You can do evil. You cannot sin except by not agreeing with the will of the Most High God. And what we're doing right now collectively is America is giving God the middle finger, especially if we vote for and put in office Hillary Clinton. And to be honest with you, I don't know if she could qualify. And I'm just speculating on this, but if she does become the president, I think we would have an office, the most likely candidate for the Antichrist, or sorry, the beast dictator in modern history, with the Antichrist or the false prophet being the current pope who's bringing Chrislam and shoving these millions of people in Iraj into Europe and planning with the same thing with it was Hillary. America will have mosques everywhere in 10 years or 8 years if Hillary becomes president. People need to understand this, don't they?
You need to understand this, and I think that they're slowly starting to realize how difficult life will be with Hillary in power. I mean, their guns will get confiscated, they will lose all their freedom. I mean, it's...
You won't be able to go to a federal building or a public space like a stadium or a shopping center without being scanned. And as I say, there's multiple options. You can have biometrics if you don't get the chip. So you have an iris scan and digital fingerprints and hair scan of your bones. Which, by the way, they can do a terahertz scan and a vehicle going at 70 miles an hour along the freeway and pick you up at 500 yards. Did you know that? It's the most accurate long-distance way of identifying you from anyone else is a terahertz bone scan right to the side of a vehicle with a version that's a sideband of microwaves. People don't understand this. I went through 2 years ago through the LAX airport, and I asked the girls there, I said, I'm not going through that scanner. Well, why? I said, because it's toxic, it's dangerous, it's giving off radiation. Well, what do you mean? I said, terahertz waves are sideband of microwaves. I said, would you stick your head in a microwave? Well, no. I said, do you girls have dosimetry cards on? And they said, no, we don't. Why would we want a dosimetry card? It says, are your people having problems with, cataracts and skin cancer and liver cancer and autoimmune diseases and diabetes and everything happening? Oh, yeah, a lot of us are getting really sick. I said, guess what? These things are giving off lots of radiation and they're not shielded. You're kidding. I said, I'll tell you what. You can do a body pat down and even a rectal cavity search. I said, and I'll do a dance for you. I said, no, Dr. Deagle, you can go right through. So it takes a lot. And I was, I don't need a PA system. When I want to get loud, I can put out 140 decibels easy with my voice in a stadium without a microphone. And I was speaking loud enough for hundreds of people in there, and they were all freaking out in the security area. My wife was telling me, Bill, be quiet. I said, is that likely that I'm going to be quiet? So I literally danced through there, and they never put a finger on me. It was funny. It was funny. And they realized, like, you could tell they were, as they say, crossing their knees really closely to cover their genital parts because they realized they're getting fried. Now, people don't understand this. They want to scan everybody. They're going to have these scanners on light poles along the freeway so they'll know who you are inside a vehicle. They want you, to, before you go into a stadium, to have an iris scan or digital fingerprints. If you don't have a chip on you, you have a tattoo. And as I say, just to be sarcastic, if the Hildebeest gets in, she'll wake up someday and say, I think it's National Velcro Day. And she makes basically Velcroing your cell phone to a body part a national law that if you don't have it, you spend a year in jail. Because you don't even need to put a chip on you. All you need to do is take the damn phone and Velcro it to some body part, your elbow, your shoulder, your neck, the top of your head, and you're chipped. You got it. That's all you need to do, isn't it?
Absolutely. But people need to understand also that we're working for freeing them from all this. That there is somebody here in Europe as well as in the U.S. with people like you that is trying to work on changing things, on making things better, on fighting this new world order from within, making them also understand, even going inside their lodges and trying to talk to them and make them understand certain things. This is happening. I must say here in Europe, at least we are managing. We hope to be able to do it soon also in the U.S., my own order, the Ordo Illuminatorum Universalis, and my Masonic order, which is the Rite of Strict Templar Observance, which is a Christian rite, is basically starting to gain attention also from very much more powerful Masonic bodies like the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite, Emulation, and so on, because we want
which is a branch, by the way, that Donald Trump belongs to. See, his branch is fighting against the Jesuit branch and the Mormon branch that are tied directly to the Rothschilds. You know that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. There is one thing about Trump. He's no saint, but I would prefer him to deal with the rest of the New World Order than having somebody else. I mean, this is really where we are at. We can't really avoid the New World Order because it's impossible to avoid the New World Order, but we want to have a representative that at least gives us the best deal out of it, you know, who at least, you know, maintains the sovereignty of the U.S. I think that is the concept, really, that the Republicans should work on more.
Well,
the sovereignty of the U.S.
Right, but I think also people need to know that the intervention that's ultimately going to save us the shortening of those days is the middle of the tribulation, which is the start of the ultimate war. That is going to be the start of what's called the taking out of evil. People don't understand, when they think of the rapture, they always think of good being taken out to heaven. So we're looked down and we're going to turn our eyes and say, no, no, it looks so ugly, we don't want to see that. What's really going to happen is, where the vulture is, there is the body. That's what Jesus said in Aramaic, if you get an Aramaic Bible. What's going to happen is the evil will be taken out by God. He's going to shorten the days by removing evil from the earth so the earth becomes cleansed, so it's a fit place for his children to grow up in a world 10,000 years from now that can know the Creator God and become literally collectively still his bride. That's what God's intention is. It's not to take us all off to heaven and earth becomes a dead cinder. It's to create a world that's safe where heaven comes down to earth because we collectively are the bride. We are the New Jerusalem. It's not a building out there. It's not something that you can see on the Hubble telescope. It's us. We are the living stones of the New Jerusalem. We are the gates. We are the walls. We are the building that God created, if you want to call it.
Absolutely. But God is working in mysterious ways. And these mysterious ways kind of bring us to a confrontation which is not direct at times with these powers. Direct in the sense that, you know, we're not aiming to put bombs or doing terrorist attacks against them. But we are trying to fight them. Can you please pass me the phone, please? Can you please pass me the phone, please?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I have a phone call. I have to switch off. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's not a war that we want to fight in, you know, like in a military way. But
right, it's not, in other words, it's not a dialogue of our arguments versus their arguments, or emotionality, or movies, or music,
but
or poetry.
Because they are partly our own brothers, our own people in our own governments. I mean, they are, you know, our own soldiers. Some generals are good,
right.
Some generals are bad. That's the problem. Of course, if the generals side with the New World Order scenario that Hillary and Obama want to enact, we will find ourselves after the Hillary wins this election with a worldwide confrontation with Russia, a nuclear war, and probably a whole catastrophe really happening.
Well, if there's an attack by Russia, they don't have the conventional forces or the projected military. What will happen is the weapon of indignation, which is an EMP weapon against us. And then if we try to physically attack Mother Russia, they have enough weapons to totally neutralize our Navy, our Air Force, and much of our nuclear forces. Ultimately, though, we have weapons that can destroy them. In fact, it says in the Bible that 5/6 of their armies and so on will be destroyed on the hills coming into Jerusalem in the Middle East. Because we are, in a sense, a representation of the two houses of ancient Israel. America, I call Ephraimerica, and Israel, the case of Israel, should be renamed the State of Judah. Because it's a Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin, which means to build up the house of. And the Ephraimic nations headed by America are under great judgment now because they're doing evil in the sight of the Most High God. And they need to repent just like they did before the fall of the Medo-Persian Empire. That's happening. And if they elect Hillary Clinton, America will have totally fallen. Like before Jezebel. What America is facing right now is incredible judgment because of the evil we see and we ignore because we're in spiritual darkness. So the women who think it's good to have a woman president, well, there's lots of great women who could be president that are competent and reasonable and godly. This woman is not. This is a manufactured demonic entity that's been sacrificed by her parents and her ancestors for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, and she is completely avatared by dimensional entities. And the most powerful thing we can do for Hillary is to pray for her. Because she is our sister, just like Barack Obama, which is a false name. That's not his real name. His real name is Barry Satoru. And Hillary Clinton is not a real person. She's an avatar being, is what she is. We pray for her. Maybe before she goes to the next realm, she will get a terminal illness and be taken out of office if she does get elected, and she'll have a time to repent before she faces her ultimate annihilation. That's what we need to pray for, because despite all the evil she does, she's our sister. And besides the evil that Obama's done, or even George Soros, they are our brothers. And when we pray for them like God says, we literally give God's grace first, but then we bring the full force of judgment. Because Satan is not the destroyer, he's just the perverter. The creator and the destroyer is the creator God. He's the only one that can destroy.
Absolutely. And so we are trying to find dialogue, a confrontation in the terms of intellectual confrontation. And that's why I invite, and I hope that in the next few years the conservative circles become a little more intellectualized and grasp really reasons for their opposition to the left, of course.
Right, I'll tell you what I think we need to speak like you have in your books, and what I call spirit truths, because they're not going to, just dealing with the dialect of left and right and so on, which is the dialectic of Satan, is we need to deal with spiritual truths which transcend the logic of the left brain, the emotionality and the control of the right brain, which is basically the primary tools of Satan. The primary tools of Satan are intellect and emotion. People don't understand that. They don't realize that when you go to Happy Church, for example, which is, by the way, most of the churches in America are apostate, or Happy Church. They want you to feel a spiritual or emotional state of superiority, that you're so good that God's got to accept you. When really, God is like the, if you want to call it, like going into the human car wash. God's the one that cleans you up. You don't. You don't get good enough points so God likes you. You turn toward God and he cleans you up. It's the opposite of what, and I tell people, we're not the author of faith. God is. We beg God for faith, and when he gives it, we have a certification, like getting a FedEx note that a package is about to arrive. We do not are not the author of healing of our body, minds, or soul, or our nations. God is. And once people grasp that, they'll start to realize that prayer is the most important thing we do in life. And every action, every thought should have the intention of prayer behind it. But we don't see it that way. So we can't just intellectually prove to people that our argument is superior. We have to speak spirit words into their life, and prayer into their life, which will penetrate their souls collectively, so we change the nature of reality. But just trying to convince people with logic, if that was the case, me and many thousands of others like yourself would have convinced the majority of people in every nation, and they'd already have repented and turned back from evil. But they can't, because they're in spiritual darkness. That's why we're dealing with this battle in the spirit realm. An intellectual argument will never win over the souls of lost. Only the spirit truth, which is what Jesus brought. He brought spirit knowledge and the knowledge of the Most High God, not an intellectual argument as to why he was superior to the rabbis in the temple. He had brought a spirit truth which transcended their quote, rabbinic logic, which is all basically, subject to change and interpretation. But the spirit truth is never subject to change or interpretation. Interesting.
No, I mean, you can't really interpret... interpretation of a truth like good is good. You can't interpret good. Good is good. Promoting solidarity amongst people, real solidarity, mutual understanding between different cultures, has to be done in a different way than the left wing, the Democrats, have done until now, which is an hypocritical way. You understand?
Yeah.
So if we want to move for the development of a proper ecological awareness and a respect of our natural environments and develop shared solidarity projects, we don't do it like the Vatican and the New World Order is doing now, because it's just hypocritical. They are giving nothing compared to what they're earning.
Right.
Destroying the planet and continuing to disseminate intolerance, inequality. They don't have any real freedom also in their methods, because anybody that really opposes the general directions of things, like Trump is doing, then gets all the blames. I understand that Trump might have said a couple of words that might be wrong, but I still think that he's a best choice.
Absolutely, I agree. I totally support Trump. I just think we need to pray for that his wife, Ivanka, And his daughter actually have sway with his tongue and pull his Twitter account so he can't retweet. And he tends to be emotional. I think he has a touch of Asperger syndrome. He's a little hypomanic. He's very intelligent. He's very driven. He sees that an evil that's coming, and he probably knows more than he's admitting about what's going on in New World Order.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
And welcome back. We did have a caller, Royce in Washington, wanted to discuss prayer. And if you do want to call back, and we have a few minutes left, Aaliyah will be back next Thursday at the same time slot in hour one. And it's really important to get this these books. The Confessions of an Illuminati Part 2 is available. Part 1 was available last fall. You have a new book coming out next year. I'm putting together some books and videos that will be coming out. Probably pieces of the intros on those will be on my live stream, Vimeo, and YouTube channels and other RSS feeds, because it's time now to start releasing some of the information that we know that will give spirit truths to the people that don't understand this. And things are going to start happening at a much accelerated pace. So, Leo, please continue.
I would like to conclude the program saying that really, I mean, after you see this video that I just sent you now, and I hope most people will see, it's titled Gotthard Base Tunnel Satanic, whatever ritual. I mean, it's all over the internet. A lot of people have already talked about it. I made a video also about it on my channel, Illuminati Princess 33. It is important to understand the figure of the goat person, the goat head, the Saba of the witches enacted in front of the Gotthard Base Tunnel is amazing, guys. And it went on live on TV, on the BBC, right, on RT.
And by the way, this is
open in front of everybody.
By the way, this goat image is the goat of Baphomet. And yeah, Baphomet is a transsexual being. It's both male and female. Which is
but it's much
see.
More than Baphomet. It is really the what they were trying to enact, and I follow the ritual, is really the witch's Saba. Because you have to understand that Switzerland was one of the places where the witches, a lot of witches actually were condemned during the witch hunt that followed also the publication of, the Malus Maleficarum. And most of the witch hunts in Europe, they gathered also people from in that area in Switzerland, because they have a very much a connection with witchcraft in those areas. There is a lot of powerful magicians living in those areas. There is actually an OTO headquarters nearby in Monte Verita.
Remember, the head of the World Health Organization is Basel, and WHO is directly behind the sterilization vaccines in the tetanus shot. They're directly behind the creation of super bioweapons, including weaponizing influenza, which they've done in 2009, and before that, their attempts going back for years. The WHO is basically tied to the United Nations to create super plagues. So, and again, it comes right from Basel, Switzerland. So, yeah, Switzerland is not a minor place in the order of the New World Order, is it?
Well, Switzerland has a very important place because since the 1830s, I think, but also since the beginning of the 1800s in general, gradually the existent priory of the Knights Templars, of the surviving Knights Templars that used to be in Besançon of the rectified Scottish Rite before it was the strict right. observance, moved to, after the French Revolution, had to move all their documentation to Switzerland. And then they gathered a lot of importance because of this. So Swiss Freemasonry is one of the most powerful in the world of Freemasonry.
Now, of course, the Priory of Zion and people.
Of course, you have the Priory of Zion, which is also linked with Christian Freemasonry. And then it was actually the Swiss that enabled the birth of the modern Priory of Zion in 1935.
Wow. Amazing
so
books.
My new book, Volume 3, buy already Volume 2 and Volume 1, because they will introduce you to a world which is unknown by everybody and to be discovered now.
Yeah, what you've done, Leo, is a God-given supernatural gift to the people of Earth, because the spirit truths that you're presenting on prayer and the Masonic orders and the battle in the spirit realm are essential to understand what we're really dealing with. It's not just an intellectual or emotional issue, it's a spirit war. It's occurring right now in the heavens and will soon come to earth.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Leo. Thank you for listening and praying. We'll be back in a moment with Tim Alexander and Chris Harris, our nuclear expert.
God bless America. Thank you for having me on. Thanks.
Take care, Leo. See you next Thursday.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.